They Disappeared, written by Joy Ellis and read by Richard Armitage.
Chapter 1. The night was crisp and cold. The inky black sky spattered with diamond-bright stars. Then he saw lights of a different origin, small beams darting and weaving in an uneven path across the fields. He breathed in and held it, right on time. From his lofty position, he could see that they were heading for the side of the old building. That was the way he had entered, and he was relieved that they were going to use the same route in. The other entrance was dangerous in daytime, let alone by torchlight. After a while, he heard muffled voices echo upwards. Waiting wasn't easy, but he knew how to be patient. Many years ago, he had enjoyed river fishing, and now he employed the same strategy, remaining focused and vigilant. The right moment would come, and he would be ready to reel in his prey. It was over 3/4 of an hour before the perfect moment came, and he acted, swift, silent and deadly. A little later, driving carefully over the fen lanes, he whispered to his passenger, "So you like dark, dangerous old buildings, do you?" He didn't wait for an answer. "Well, in that case, you're going to love where I'm taking you now." D.I. Rowan Jackman looked around the CID room until he spotted the newest member of their team, D.C. Kevin Stoner. "Kevin, would you take this laptop down to IT for me? Orak is expecting it. Give it to her in person, please."
"Sorry, sir. Orak isn't in today," Kevin said.
Everyone in the room stopped what they were doing and stared at Kevin. D.S. Marie Evans voiced their collective question.
"What do you mean, not in? Orak is always in."
"Not today, Sarge," said Kevin,
mildly surprised that all the faces turned in his direction.
"I met one of her team earlier, who said she hadn't turned up this morning. It's chaos down there, apparently."
Jackman threw Marie an inquiring glance, but she just shrugged and raised her eyebrows as if to say, "I'm as much in the dark as you are." Jackman returned to his office, his sanctuary in a frenetic, crime-filled world. It was like no other office in Sutton-Lefen Police Station, furnished not with corporate chipboard and steel, but with the things he loved, picked up at house clearances and auctions. He sat down in his captain's chair and considered what Kevin had said. Orak. If it had been any other member of staff, no one would have taken the slightest notice. But in all the years he'd been there, he had never known Orla Kraken, more widely known as Orak, head of IT and undeniable genius, take a holiday or go on sick leave. She seemed to work shifts that encompassed the whole day and most of the night, and whenever you needed her, there she would be, hidden away in her basement kingdom, surrounded by computers and monitors.
"Boss?"
Marie stood in the doorway.
"How about I take that laptop downstairs for you? I'll maybe find out what's going on."
Marie knew more about Orak than anyone. Jackman would not have called them friends exactly, but they certainly had a rapport. Orak's life was a mystery, and the only person she had ever opened up to was Marie Evans. And no matter how eager Jackman was to find out more about the legend in the basement, Marie wasn't telling.
"Yes, do."
He handed her the carefully bagged laptop. "It's got some pretty sensitive stuff on it, but we're needing to look deeper. That's why I specifically wanted Orak. Still, just make sure whoever logs it in is aware of its importance."
"The Kirby investigation?"
"I'm hoping this will be the magic bullet that seals his fate.
Uniform founded at his grandmother's house, and something tells me that sweet silver-haired old lady isn't particularly into money laundering."
"More like solitaire or Scrabble, I'd say."
Marie looked at the bag.
"I'll take it now. It's a good excuse to get nosy. See you as soon as I've grilled those techies."